During this week of remembrance of the Lord's Passion, it seems only fitting that we turn our thoughts to the very place where Christ's final days actually played out. For decades, the land which Christians, Jews, and Muslims all call holy has been locked in what seems a never-ending cycle of violence and injustices. A leading Middle Eastern churchman is calling on Western powers to unite to find a peaceful solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. After all, he says, they bear the responsibility for the creation of the new state.
We always have to remember that this problem in the Holy Land was created by the West 60 years ago. And the West should feel that it is basically their responsibility to help with the resolution of the problem.
Lebanese Archbishop Paul Sayah is the Maronite Archbishop in Israel and the Patriarchal Vicar in Jerusalem, Jordan, and Palestine.
Now, I am not by any means trying to minimize the responsibility of the locals, but the locals are caught up in a dead end. The Israelis and the Palestinians can never resolve the problem on their own. First of all, the lack of trust among them is something phenomenal. So if you don't trust the other, you'll never be able to get into dialogue with the other. Besides, they don't have the capability, even if they trusted each other, because for the Palestinians in particular, they are part of this environment. They're part of the milieu, the Middle Eastern environment. And if some of the Middle Eastern states are in conflict, the Palestinians will remain in conflict with each other. And the other problem is that if the Palestinians don't get their act together and unite, no solution will ever be found. We hope that the division was not created in order not to find a solution to the problem. It's a good excuse to say there's no interlocutor, there's nobody to dialogue with. Of course, if the Palestinians are divided, there's nobody to dialogue with. But at the same time, the way to help the Palestinians come together is not to say, we don't speak to this, we don't speak to that, we don't do this, we don't do that. I think one should not simply diagnose the problem, but one should try to find a solution to the problem. Why are the Palestinians divided? Of course, there are reasons. Hamas says we were elected democratically and you didn't accept our election. And then, of course, it's not as simple as that. But at the same time, I feel when the Arab countries are divided, it's very difficult for the Palestinians to come together because each one of the factions seems to be looking over the shoulder to somebody else in the region. For example, if Syria and Egypt are not on good terms, if Syria, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia are not on good terms, it's very difficult to come to a solution. So I feel that the sooner the Western powers really show a real will for peace, the better. Otherwise, any delay will play into the hands of Hamas, especially any feeling on the part of Abu Mazen that the Americans and the Western states are not supporting him as they are saying they are. This is playing definitely into the hands of Hamas, who are telling them, look, fine, you went the American way, look where they led you to. And the people are really frustrated. And I'm afraid if there are elections now, we don't know how things will go. And I would not be surprised if Hamas won the elections again. The problem is that we're for everybody. We're for Israel. We're for Palestine. We're for America. We're for the West. It's to everybody's interest to do it. I think Israel is on a suicidal track the way it's going. They simply are not looking far enough. They're looking to the immediate future. And this is very, very dangerous. The Palestinians are so frustrated and that they can, I think, end up doing anything, because they don't see any light in the tunnel. And, this is, again, a recipe for another intifada, a recipe for more violence.
Arab countries did find rare unity back in 2002 when the Arab League unanimously adopted the Arab Peace Initiative in Beirut, calling for Israel's withdrawal to pre-1967 boundaries and the establishment of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. In return, Arab states would agree to a comprehensive peace with Israel. Different Israeli leaders have both rejected the plan outright or suggested some of its proposals are a starting point. So many years have gone by, though, I wonder if the Arab Peace Initiative isn't dead already in the water.
No, no. Thank God it's not dead, because I think this is the only initiative that is viable. And the problem is that I think very few people are talking about this initiative. Why? Because each one has his or her own agenda. To be honest, I don't think everybody is really looking for peace the way they talk about it. I think they should put their action where their words are. You know, they talk about peace. But what are they doing? I mean, here is an initiative which, in my opinion, is fair to everybody. You can't leave the Palestinians without a state. You can't leave Israel exposed to violence. You have to find a way where Israel can have a safe and secure country, and where also the Palestinians have their own state as well. And the only way, I feel, is to go back to the UN resolutions. You know, if we are to live in a world of law, we have to try to abide by the law, all of us. So this is why I feel that, thank God, this initiative is not dead. But for how long will it be on the table? I don't know.
And a warm thanks there to Maronite Archbishop Paul Sayah, Patriarchal Vicar in Jerusalem, Jordan, and Palestine.